Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1
Amp Radio.
What things about your culture do others don't understand sometimes? You see yourself explain yourself at work or with your friends. I bring this up because there's something that, as Latinos, my wife and I have to do for 40 days and 40 nights after she gave birth to our daughter 2 weeks ago. And it's because of our culture. And Brian and Chelsea, when I brought this up, la cuarentena, you guys were both like, "Excuse me?" It's like, what? And basically, it's that for 40 days and 40 nights, she's on lockdown at the house. She can't pick up anything that's heavy. She really can't go outside. And if she does, she's got to cover up like she's going out to a blizzard. And it's all because of her parents and even my parents saying, you don't want, quote, que te entre un aire. You don't want air to enter you. Because you'll have back pains for the rest of your life.
Air to enter you.
Que te entre aire. Exactly. Another thing, you're probably like, what the hell is that?
I mean, my imagination is running wild and how.
Right?
I just clenched.
But basically, it comes from allegedly because you push so much while delivering a baby that your pores open up. And the air will enter you easily and you'll get sick and back pains for the rest of your life. And I even posted it on my Instagram, be like, yo, help me out. I'm trying to explain this to Chelsea and Brian. That's what I love about our show, that we have a diverse cultural show, you know.
Well, I don't think Tamara had ever heard about it.
Tamara, she's like, never heard of this in the black culture. DJ Majestic, never heard of it in the Filipino culture.
No, not at all.
So, at the Vanessa on Instagram wrote, vas agarrar aire, you're going to get an enter air, is all I heard from my family after giving birth. I was also told to put pieces of cotton in my ears to avoid the air entering that way.
Whoa,
just
that's
cruising
crazy.
Around.
Never heard air be looked at as so evil. So you just survive.
At Alma G0808 said, this is real. If you don't follow cuarentena, which stands for like 40, you know, the rules, you get the speech from your mom. De mí te vas a acordar cuando te duela la espalda por vida. You're going to remember me for the rest of your life when you have back pains. So, listen, whether you believe it or you don't, once you do have a child, my wife is like, I don't want to be the person that doesn't follow it and ends up getting sick and my back hurting because me entró un aire.
See, it sounded like, and maybe this is the same for Chelsea, but cuarentena sounds like quarantine to me.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
For me, it sounded like... It sounded like you were Janet's like locked up in the house
in like a bubble. Like,
yeah,
like a bubble boy. She's like in a plastic bubble.
Right, house arrest.
Yes.
And I was thinking to myself, like trying, because I've never heard of this in my life. I know that if I was just trying to think in my mind, like if my girlfriend had a baby, me trying to explain her that she can't leave the house for 40 days, she'd be like, oh no, I'm leaving. You're staying with the baby.
Yes.
I'm out. There's a happy hour down the street.
But if you think about it, it's actually pretty awesome because for 40 days and 40 nights, Janet gets to rest. Beyond obviously breastfeeding our new daughter and so on and so forth, but we all have to rally, and her parents are here visiting from Watsonville, Northern California, taking care of her and helping out around the house. And thankfully, Janet gets to work from home, but like we're all chipping in like never before, you know? And she gets to rest for 40 days and 40 nights, which is good.
Sounds nice.
So, what things?
That's not a party. Chelsea's like,
I'm gonna start doing cuarentena just cuz.
Yo, BYOB to the cuarentena.
Come in with cotton balls in my ears.
Chelsea started a new trend right there. So, what things do you have to explain about your culture to others? Give us a call. Shoot us a text. 877-971-HITS. Brian, what would you say something about the white culture you have to explain to others?
Well, I don't want to put this on all white folks. but I do think that there is in amongst, like, generally, I would say amongst, like, you know, white culture for this kind of, like, leave the house, get away from us, you turned 18, peace, kind of.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And because I remember, it's all I ever heard about from my parents. It's like, can't wait till you're out of the house. Do you go somewhere? And now my brothers and I, like, we spread like birds, man. Like, my brother Killian's in Williamsburg, New York. Patrick's out here in L.A., but I was in Atlanta for a long time. And I feel like my parents are just totally cool with having us at arm's length. And then I see some other cultures where everyone's all about family, family, family. Right. And I wonder, do they just hate me?
No, it's real talk, man. I was dating a white girl in high school, and every birthday, her dad would be like, well, I'm 1 year closer to getting you out of the house. Mm-hmm. And then we would laugh thinking he was joking, but homeboy was not laughing. It was like, oh, wow. And that was a culture shock for me because Latino parents want to keep you in, especially if you're a girl, till you're 40.
Yeah, my parents were excited for me to get out of the house.
Gary and Nancy throwing a party.
Well, we've heard your past stories, Chelsea.
Well,
we don't understand
why.
Bit of a hand.
Love me for who I am.
For my flaws too,
yes.
Mom. If you can't handle me on my bad days, almost hiding from the cops at 12, you don't deserve me on my good.
877-971-HITS is the number to call or text. Break it down. What things about your culture do others not understand sometimes? What are our texts coming in with, Brian?
It's an interesting concept because a lot of people like take pride in I'm 2 weeks after birth back in the gym on Instagram.
By a lot of people, you're saying white girls.
Insta models, they're of all ethnicities. Okay, I'm sure they just don't believe in quarantine.
Okay.
It's not a bad thing. I'm just saying.
From the 66, I did quarantine after giving birth to my daughter in mid-July. All the new moms were going home from the hospital, cute summer dresses. My mom had me in sweatpants and a long sleeve hoodie. All bundled up. We got this one from the 310. Some people don't realize that with African American and Hispanic cultures, you cannot go to the grandparents' or abuela's houses and not eat their food or whatever they cook. That's disrespectful as hell. And for the record, I'd like to say, if you go to my household, my girlfriend, and you do not eat our cheese platter we put out, our charcuterie boards. Furious.
Jackie from Santa Fe Springs, what things about your culture do others not understand?
So I've had to explain that instead of Santa Claus presents, we get three wise men presents on January 6th, and that we have to put a shoe out so that the three wise men know what sibling is which.
So are you Mexican?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's what I do. El 6 de enero, 6th of January, put that shoe out to get a present.
See, I'm all about, get more presents, as a kid. But then you lose me out, I got to leave a shoe out. I'm not going to leave a good one.
No. Well,
it's like at Christmas. In white culture, you do a stocking.
Oh, okay. I guess it sounds less weird.
Yeah. You put a stocking out. Right?
I guess I never thought about how weird it is to nail a dirty sock to your fireplace.
So Jackie, we love you. Thank you for listening. Have a great week.
You too. Thank you.
Bye. Sherry from Irvine. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Thank you. What things do you have to explain about your culture to others?
So I was just listening to you guys and immediately I had a flashback of when I got pregnant. So I'm from India originally and my mom was here and I think this is something all moms and mother-in-laws do. The minute the baby is born, of course, it's the same concept with air being your enemy. Immediately, you're not supposed to get the baby out of the house for at least 2 months.
Yes.
And you're supposed to wrap it up, bundle it up, like it's wintertime, even if it's in May. And the baby's ears as well are covered.
Cotton in the ears.
And
the air is the enemy.
In the ears.
Do you think some of this stems back from clearly medical technology and our awareness of viruses and things has greatly improved, but do you think over the years, way back in history, some of these traditions are meant to keep the baby from getting colds from people? Because I guess, you would have thought, way back in the day, you just thought air was evil. If someone coughed in your baby's face, that's some evil air. Right?
Don't be exposed to it.
Exactly.
But it's true, man. It could be summer. You could tell the difference between a white baby and a Latino baby, and in this case, an Indian baby, because Latino babies are wrapped up in three tiger Mexican blankets, even though it's summer. It's wild.
Yo, is that baby going skiing?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, bro. Sherry, thank you for calling in. Appreciate you.
Thank you so much for guys.
Bye-bye. Allison from Anaheim, good morning.
Good morning.
Allison, so you come from white culture, you married a Latino, and you were culture shocked when you gave birth to your guys' baby. Break it down. What happened?
Oh my gosh, yes. I was so scared to go to family's house because I knew if I didn't bring my son over with the beanie already on, I was in big trouble, man. They were so serious. I had to have a beanie on or else that evil airman was going to put air in his head.
So funny. All I'm hearing from this is that when you have a baby, it's not your choice, man. You just don't want to piss off your parents or your grandparents.
At the end of the day, that's all it is.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1. Amp Radio. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a tech. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.